Hello, I'm Monica De Luise from the Department of Medical and Surgical Sciences of the University of Bologna. My project aims to study how the loss of glutaredoxin 2 contributes to tumor oncocytic transformation, in particular through alterations in protein glutathionylation that may hamper mitochondrial function. A family affected by autosomal dominant hyperparathyroidism jaw tumor syndrome, carrying a unique large deletion of tumor suppressor gene CDC73, showed an unusual predisposition to develop oncocytic tumors of the parathyroid, characterized by the accumulation of somatic mitochondrial DNA mutations. These mutations are hallmarks of oncocytomas that, when pathogenic and homoplasmic, hamper mitochondrial function, leading to the acquisition of an indolent clinical behavior. Moreover, immunohistochemistry showed an indirect correlation between the load of pathogenic mutations and the severity of the phenotype. We hypothesize that CDC73 deletion might be causative of the oncocytic phenotype in the tumors of these patients. A CHIP-seq analysis on the thyroid cancer cell line TPC1 revealed the presence of active regulatory regions confirmed in primary cells from one patient and in the colorectal cancer cell line ACT116. CRISPR interference was used to confirm that the regulatory elements near CDC73 deletion induce glutaredoxin 2 expression. Indeed, a reduction of its expression was observed in ACT116 when inhibiting region 1. Glutaredoxin 2 is a mitochondrial enzyme that catalyzes the interplay between the glutathione pool and protein TILs in response to altered redox states. Glutaredoxin 2 expression was demonstrated to be reduced in primary cells derived from patients that inherited the CDC73 deletion, compared to the controls. Moreover, an immunohistochemistry analysis for glutaredoxin 2, starting from tumors of the parathyroid in these patients, showed a complete absence of glutaredoxin 2 within all tumors. In order to understand whether the loss of glutaredoxin 2 might be causative for a dysfunctional mitochondrial redox system, setting the environment for the onset and accumulation of mitochondrial DNA mutations in tumors, we knocked out glutaredoxin 2 in TPC1 and HCT116. Proliferation of cells was reduced in knockouts, and Western blot analysis showed an impaired capacity to restore basal levels of total protein glutathionylation over time in knockouts following treatment with hydrogen peroxide. Proteomic analysis was used to the identification and quantification of glutathione-related proteins in TPC1 cell line, and a significant enrichment of glutathione-related proteins was observed in knockouts in basal conditions. While following hydrogen peroxide treatment, the wild types resulted in more glutathione-related proteins. These results confirmed a basal alteration of the antioxidant system in the knockouts and revealed a reduced ability to protect the proteome under oxidative stress in these models. Moreover, complex I-driven ATP synthesis is significantly reduced in glutaredoxin 2 knockouts in basal conditions and is further compromised following treatment with hydrogen peroxide, suggesting a greater impairment of the mitochondrial respiration under oxidative stress. Glutaredoxin 2 wild type and knockout cells from ACT116 were subcutaneously injected in nude mice, and the H&E staining on the obtained tumors showed the presence of necrosis only in the wild type xenografts, suggesting a less aggressive phenotype of the knockout. Knockout xenografts presented less electron-dense rounded enlarged mitochondria with deranged crystal, thus recapitulating oncocytoma features. In conclusion, our findings shed light on the role of glutaredoxin 2 in a tumorigenic context, which absence alters mitochondrial responses to oxidative stress. These findings offer new perspectives on the possible mechanisms which may favor oncocytic transformation and confer a more indolent phenotype.